It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm your girl, Amber May. And I just like to take a couple minutes and say if you want to get in touch with me, all you have to do is write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. Or check me out at the web at theambermayshow.com, theambermayshow.com. And you can always send me an email right there. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. And I wanted to share something with you that I found in my devotion, Jesus is Calling. And I don't know if you struggle like me, but I assume that many do around the world, and they struggle with different things. Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's health, sometimes it's depression. I don't know, but I will say this. There is a big theme in the Bible, and one of the big themes in the Bible is knowing God's going to take care of us, and God loves us. And I want to read this to you from Jesus' Calling. This is not my words, it's the devotion. Rejoice in me always, no matter what is going on. You can rejoice in your love relationship with me, and this is the secret of being content in all circumstances. So many people dream of the day when they will finally be happy, when they are out of debt, when their children are out of trouble, when they have more leisure time, and so on. While they daydream, their moments are trickling into the ground like precious balm spilling wastefully from overturned bottles. Fantasizing about future happiness will never bring fulfillment because fantasy is unreality. Even though I am invisible, I am far more real than the world you see around you. My reality is eternal and unchanging. Bring your moments to me, and I will fill them with vibrant joy. Now this is a time to rejoice in my presence. And I don't know if you caught this, but this is like flashing with neon lights at me. The secret of being content in all circumstances is focusing on the love that God has for me. Now I want to read you something from Philippians. And this is Philippians 4:12. And it says, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every and any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Wow. And the secret is, because if you read earlier, it's talking about rejoicing in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And the thing that also he tells us is we have to train our thoughts and the way we think. And this is coming from the Bible again, Philippians 4. And he tells us what to think about. So we can be content and happy when we think of noble things, right things, pure things, lovely things, admirable things. If anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think on such things, which you have learned or received or heard or seen or put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I guess I could be guilty of living in, I will be happy when, and I'm sure many of us can say the same thing. But we can start being content right now. It's not going to say that your bills aren't going to be there tomorrow, or your children are just all of a sudden going to be behaving. But no matter what's going on in your life, what you can always focus on in every situation is that God loves you. And somehow he's going to help you through whatever situation you have in your mind or in your life or whatever. Whatever situation that is consuming you and bringing you down to that daydream of, I will be happy when, I will be content when. Because we waste a lot of time thinking about the future when today, right here, may be the last breath we have. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're guaranteed right now. I want you to think about the description this lady gave us about while they daydream, their moments are trickling into the ground like precious balm spilling wastefully from overturned bottles. We're wasting the here and now time just thinking about my future happiness will be fulfilled when I pay off my debt, when I get that better job, when I make more money, when my health improves. We waste so much time when we could be learning how to focus and rejoice right now. Fantasizing about the future will never bring fulfillment. It will never bring fulfillment. In the Word of God, when you see the word always, it's a way of life. It's a way of training our mind. It's a way of, hey, this is the best and easiest path for you in this difficult world. And we can learn to rejoice always. And sometimes it's hard. We're not perfect. Really bad things happen to people. And it's hard to be rejoicing when difficult times hurt us. But when you focus on the love that God has for you, he will help you get through those huge, difficult tasks. And I hope that this word today will encourage you, because I definitely needed to hear it myself. The secret of being content in all circumstances is focusing on the love that God has for me. I'd like you to say it with me. The secret of being content in all circumstances is focusing on the love that God has for me. I want to also tell you something. You had bad times in your life, and you will in the future. And I want to let you know that when God came down here as man, as Jesus himself, God was made man. He too had a lot of hard things that happened to him. A good friend of his died. People hated him. People wanted to kill him. People did kill him. Killed him in the worst possible way. He suffered loss. It wasn't like he came on this earth and was scot-free of feeling any kind of pain or having any kind of problems. Because we have a God that can understand the pain that we go in. That's what the scripture says. Because he went through all things and he was tempted in every way that we're tempted. And he came down on earth and he suffered loss. He was beaten. He was rejected. I mean, things happened to him. It wasn't like he came down to this earth and everything was just easy for him. No. It really wasn't. So it's not like we don't have a God that can't understand with what we're going through. He was the son of a carpenter. He wasn't rich. He understands that it's hard to live on an income when you're not super wealthy. He knows what it's like to be rejected. He knows what it's like to have someone he loves die. He knows all of this. He knows what it's like. All of that. He knows what it's like. So it's not like we don't have a God that can understand. And if you've lost a child, he understands that more than anybody, because he too lost a child. So I want you to remember that we have a God that can understand every part of our heart and every pain we go through. And he's telling us that there is a way to get through the pain, to get through the suffering, and to live in the present and be satisfied and be content and be happy. What did Jesus say? Tomorrow has enough worries of its own, right? Just focus on today. How did you get through today? How do you deal with today? Focus on that. And rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually, number two will look out for you.